Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Acidia on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am Jason Guardiano, presenting Father Nicholas Disposito, Vice Rector of Most Holy Trinity Seminary in Reading, Pennsylvania. Episode 4, The Circular Movement of Love.
We continue our journey through Acidia, following St. Thomas Aquinas. We mentioned before that love is a passion. Love is also an appetite. We said that charity is a kind of love, the love of friendship with God. So today I will quote St. Thomas himself, so you can hear his own words with respect to these things. Many times he is clearer than the commentators. So I will explain whenever necessary, but this is St. Thomas himself in the second part of the second part of the Summa, the Secunda Secundi. And we must understand what love is, what the different movements and effects of love are, because Acidia is going to be something opposed to the final movement of love, which is joy. Let's start. Whether love is in the concupiscible power, St. Thomas asks, and this is his answer. I answer that love is something pertaining to the appetite, since good is the object of both. Wherefore love differs according to the difference of appetites. For there is an appetite which arises from an apprehension existing not in the subject of the appetite, but in some other. And this is called the natural appetite. Because natural things seek what is suitable to them, according to their nature by reason of an apprehension which is not in them, but in the author of their nature. An example of this natural appetite is the inclination of an inanimate object, which has mass, quantity, to seek the center of the earth. So that's how the ancients explained gravity. So this kind of inclination, appetite, to the center of the earth on the part of things that possess mass. And there is another appetite arising from an apprehension in the subject of the appetite, but from necessity and not from free will. Such is, in irrational animals, the sensitive appetite, which, however, in man has a certain share of liberty, insofar as it obeys reason. So the sensitive appetite is the appetite of animals and also of men, of human beings, because we are animals, rational animals. But it is for an object which is sensitive or sensible, the object of sense. For example, if you place a plate of food in front of a cat, the cat will, of necessity, eat it, if the food, again, is in accordance to the taste of the cat, I guess. But if the cat is healthy and the food is good, the cat will eat it. There is no choice there. This is just a necessity. They seek the object of their senses without any deliberation or any thoughts or any reasonings, because they don't have the use of reason. Well, if you place a steak in front of somebody on Friday, a Catholic, obviously, he will say, no, I cannot eat meat on Fridays because of the law of abstinence. So that's a rational appetite that which is only in man. So it's just man that has this this double appetite, the sensitive, like animals, and the rational.